then he went to consult me with privately he will consult, you know, discuss with me. But generally, his connection has taken you to this sort of light, and thankfully you must obey him. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. By the will of the Supreme, he has given you this connection with this light and this prospect. So, by Supreme arrangement, it is expected that through him you will get your aspiration satisfied. But that point, that channel, generally, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Huh? What's this?
Sita Maharaj.
Yes.
Performing our daily activities, should we meditate upon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or can we meditate upon our Diksha Guru?
যে যখন আমরা ভগবানের সেবা করি আমরা মহাপ্রভুয়ের উপর ধ্যান করিয়ে থাকবো বা আমাদের শিক্ষ গুরু দীক্ষ গুরু উপরে ধ্যান করিয়ে থাকবো কোন তো প্রয়োজন মহাপ্রভুয়ের উপর ধ্যান করবো বা দীক্ষ গুরু উপরে
ধ্যান শুড বি ডান প্রপোর্শনেটলি নট ওয়ান ইন ইজ ইন ফুল For us, every point has got importance. The guru, general guru, and the what is shown by the guru, the shastra guru. Bhagavan has come as guru, then there is shastra guide, guru, and the shikha guru, dikha guru, sannyas guru, and the conversing guru, this Vastapadarshak. So many, from so many points I can get my benefit spiritual. And I should be proportionately open and dedicated towards them for my own benefit. Earning money from different sources. The money is coming to me. And I must not stop the opening through which the money is coming, flowing to me. As much as I find flowing money towards me, I should give that sort of attention. If I am clever, then the source and the source of that source in this way, I shall have to have estimation. And to show my attention accordingly and proportionately to my gain. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur. We must be realistic. We must be awake of our own interest. What is wealth? And how I. What direction is it coming from? It must be awake. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Question you, Maharaj. Sweta Dweep?
Who?
Sweta Dweep.
Sweta Dweep. What is his question?
Can you explain the point between the king and the flatterer?
The point you made between the king and the flatterer.
Flatterer.
Yes.
King and the flatterer. What is at the bottom of this question?
The king wanted a jester somewhere. The king, would you explain it, Maharaj?
Yeah.
But what's your motive?
What
do
you want?
No flattery. No extent of flattery is possible with the supreme authority. How much flattery? Flattery means what is not there to ascribe that thing to him. That is flattery. to sing the glory of a king and to make flattery of the king, that is two different things. Is it not? Flattery means false praise. What do you think? What is flattery? Means false praise, false glorification. Is it not? But in absolute there is nothing false. In Krishna everything, what much you can perceive and produce, he is infinitely good, holding higher position. Nothing can be raised into the position of flattery. Well, what is really, the fact is there, we that is beyond our ability to glorify him. A teeny leaf, how much it can make praise about him highly, what is not there, it is impossible. Flattery is never possible in Krishna or in Gurudev, etc. Flattery is in the role may be played in the mic world. Hare Krishna. No flatterer of Krishna is possible. That empty glorification. That is not possible there. There is so much glorification is necessary. The Brahma, the Anantadev, they are always singing, but don't find any limit. Lagapari chale jaya sindhu tari vare. The Anantadev, which is unlimited lips, is singing the glory of the Supreme Lord, but can't finish. When the flattery will come there.
I would like to say that means that we can't cheat God.
What does she say?
We can't cheat God. It's not possible to Bhagavan cheat God.
Bhagavan ke funky dawa asambhav. Bhagavan ke funky dawa asambhav.
Yes, it is true. We can't cheat him. We can't cheat him. For he can see more than I can see myself. Hare Krishna. I do not know fully, I do not know myself fully, but he knows infinitely in the full the way knowledge about me.
But I was reading in a shastra that God doesn't know himself.
Vashi Shastra Madhe Dekha Jayaji Bhagavanta Nija Gun Unijanina.
Nija Gun, he knows his qualification, own qualification, and for that he is to take as if another said. At Baladev, he has got his shakti, shakti. Shuk rup Krishna kare shuk asadam, bhakta kane shuk dite lhadini kaad. He can feel himself as he is the absolute ecstasy, everything. But to make it explicit to us, our only source of help is his potency, Lahadini. That can distribute his full of ecstasy, and that ecstasy to be distributed to us, some potency is necessary. He feels himself as Anandam. But to distribute that to others, a potency is necessary. And his potency that distributes him to others, that is his external self. Nothing is beyond him. Everything is within him in a particular sense, and not within, that is also. But through his potency he is known to others. And also, the potency of ecstatic portion of him, that is knowing, no consciousness, thinking, willing, thinking and feeling. Things may be, for our understanding, may be classified under these three heads in general. Thinking, that anubhuti, which can understand, we can feel, that is mainly in Krishna. But the feeling, the satisfaction, self-satisfaction, that is also his part. But that part is named as lhadini, lhadini, the anandangsa, satchit ananda, the feeler and the felt of ecstasy, and the energy maintained, which maintains the existence of both. These three aspects of the Absolute. So, so it has been described in the Shastra that Krishna, the feeler, mainly the feeler, the thinker, he feels himself as Ananda, and that part is represented in the fullest form in Radharani. So he is charmed by the beauty of Radharani. He thinks, the thinking, the main aspect of thinking, absolute, he is charmed by the feeling aspect of the absolute. And the Baladev represents the general existence, the foundation of the whole, the willing. Willing, the energy, and thinking, the feeler, and the hardini, the felt, the ecstasy. In this way it has been divided in part of our understanding. But in total, everything is one. And there is something more to understand, something under Baladev and Radharani, the two aspects. Something up to Sakkha Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, which is commanded under Baladev, the existence. And the Radharani, from the Madhura Rasa, is a separate department. That wholesale transaction, that is a separate department. In a very subtle form, it has been described in this way. So, it is mentioned that Dwaraka Krishna, when he comes to see a portrait of Vrindavan Krishna, he is charmed to find his beauty. I was so beautiful in my days of Vrindavan. His charm. He is himself Sukh. Sukh Rup Krishna kahe Sukha Sadam. Satchit Ananda as a whole represented in him. But if we are to see him in a more differentiative way, then we are told like this. This is Haradini aspect, and this this thinking Vasudeva aspect, the thinker, principal thinker, the principal existence, and the principal object of thinking, aspiration of thinking. There may be Jnanavada Kriya Acharya in Upanishad. Vividhaiva, Shakti, Vividhaiva Sriyati, Gyano Bala Kriya Cha. Bala means energy, general energy. Gyan means the feeler, the enjoyer. And Kriya, the vilas, the pastimes. For which he is hankering. He has given himself to the wave of pastimes. Jnana bala kriya cha. And thinking, feeling, willing. These three aspects of the Absolute. And they have got their respective position. But they are ultimately one, representing one. But when differentiated, first in three groups, and then so many branches of different groups. But one is not independent of the another, having some correlation. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari,
Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari,
Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Maharaj,
how do you guide the inhabitants of
Navadvipa? Navadvipa Vasigan, tadir janna, tadir paki ki kori byabohar kore uchit.
But it is according to one stage, one will do. The highest stage is not to disturb anyone and to adjust with them. Skillful adjustment, according to my necessity, according to my stage and necessity, I am shown in the way. But really, there is perfection behind. With this attitude, we should try to mingle. Apparently, if any animosity we find, we have to take that in my stage and to my test it is necessary. But in real representation it is not so. Everywhere, still as the capital and the country, the difference between capital and ordinary country. So this harm and ordinary, everywhere there is abode of the Lord. A special feature in Dham, that is, a special presence of the king in his capital. But everywhere his place. So Dham should be seen as the gist, the substantial presentation. And there at least we must adjust. At the, in the or the country abroad, we may speak freely, but at least in the capital we must be a little careful in seeing and speaking, because there is intense power of the king is there. My good or bad future may be easily created there, in concentrated place. So we must be careful to drill, especially in Dham, but always we must be careful in our dealing. Not anonymous. What is anonymous and what is enemy, enemistic, that is the origin in me, not outside. Just as in began, patrin kampang susamik kamam. I am the cause that I have come, I am thirst here. I am put into prison. Why? And prison also there is gradation. According to my karma, my sin, I am put in a particular prison. There is no mistake in the calculation of God, of nature, that computer, a machinery calculation. So I am put in a particular position due to that is to my fault. I am responsible, and the responsibility of my position not to be attributed to the environment. That would be wrong for me and injurious for me. So dham in concentrated position and anywhere and everywhere, the same truth is applicable, but is with lower importance. And here it is increased importance. Dham, just as in capital, how to deal with the king and in ordinary country. There is concentrated position and scattered position.
Maharaj.
This sort of,
Maharaj?
Yes.
Everyone asks, are the Dhamvasis liberated? Everyone always asks this question.
That is in Mukta Drishti, Dhamvasis liberated. But Maya Jal, by measurement, by measuring interest, the interest of the measured quality we see otherwise. When that is, the screen is removed, then I shall see the dham proper. Maya Jal. Through the Shastra, we have seen Krishna, the Bhajalila of Krishna, as she told, a debauchee, a thief, an aggressor, all these things. But when we want to see through the Shastra, by gradual process, we have to conceive, oh, the holiest position may be such, most purest position may be such. But ordinary people, these fools, they run after Krishna, the example there, a debauchee, a thief, a liar, aggressor, and he is the ideal. The ordinary person will see, but who can see through a particular process given by the scripture and the sadhu, that their Shraddha, that will come so, in higher conception it is possible. So according to the stage of our consciousness, we can see things. The pure, impure, janisha sattva-bhutanam tasyam jagatisam jasyam jagrati-bhutani sanisha apasyatu. What is day to one, that is night to another. What is night to one, that is day to another. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That lady, one of the lady told that only the jealous persons, they will have objection against Krishna. Who are jealous, want to be Krishna himself. He will say that Krishna is doing wrong, who wants to become himself Krishna, the enjoyer. The jealousy, that cannot allow ourselves to accept the conviction that absolute good, he will have autocracy over everyone, and that will be good for all. The absolute good, they will have full control. And there cannot be anything wrong. This plain conception we cannot admit. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur
Hari
Bol. Dastra Hari Bol. Dastra Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Om Vishnuvad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sivadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Bhagavanda Ki Jai. Jai Bharati Maharaj, Adar Padmat Maharaj.
14. 14. 14. when Lord Ramachandra come on this planet, they send him to forest.
What does he say?
Jakon Ramachandra, ekane thar abhibhut hoychila. তার বিলাসের মাধ্যমে দেখা যায় যে উনি 14 বৎসরে বানে ছিলেন না আমার মত আমি 14 বৎসরে বানে বাঁচতে হবে ওই মহিলা বচ্চি রামচন্দ্রের মতন এক্সাইল এর মতন হয়ে গেছে
তারপর তো রাজা হবেন গিয়ে
cannot remove his purifying capacity from the being, who is we in his soul, who is connected with the super soul and super super soul Krishna Maharanyasya. Nishtai Shahava Janite Bhubhushasya Dushri Ma Prakatatta Mina Bhakta Janishya Pashti Gangam Bhasami Nukhulu Budhbuddha Pena Pankai So, this is an important stroke in Bodhisattva, by which we should not try to identify with physical, jumbled together the physical and the spiritual thing. A large man may have a weak body, and an intellectual giant may have a weak body. So the intellect can stand without the strong body, just that. So the soul can be connected with any with body which is seen by us, by our eye experience. We have to gradually understand the connection between matter and spirit. Matter and spirit. When the Lord Himself appeared here, though we could see with our fleshy eye, when Krishna, Mahaprabhu and other incarnations comes down, our physical experience also can have some conception of Him, but that is not real. If it be so, then all will be able to recognize Him as God. Shishupal, Dantabakra, Jarasandha, they could not recognize Krishna as God. So physical appearance has got nothing to do with the real connection with Godhead. Our soul's eye must be awakened. Our, on the whole, our soul experience must be awakened to have some idea, or according to the growth or awakenment of our soul experience, we can understand. some can understand Narayana, some Brahma, Paramatma, some Dwarakeshwar, Vrindavaneshwar, and different Rasa. All depends on the soul arrangement. And in our arrangement, we can have experience of the absolute truth in our respective necessity, innate necessity. So we would always be very careful to differentiate between this sense experience, mental experience, and the soul experience. And though there is gradation in the soul experience also, we have to count for that. We should be prepared for that discrimination in the soul's experience also. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Krishna Maharaj, there appears to be some worries that even though the Ganges water is very spiritually purifying, that it may be materially damaging to the health of the devotees. Could you perhaps clarify that point?
Nirai, to your Jan.
The Ganges water
may damage materially, but the real devotee, he will try to get the spiritual benefit at the cost of the material damage.
Jai, jai.
Suppose I find that the Vaishnava, he is sin with some infectious disease. If I take his prasadam, the disease may come in me. What should I do? If I take prasadam of the Vaishnava, it will be wholesome for my soul's body. But it may contaminate my physical body. So at the risk of the physical body, I must take his prasadam for my soul's benefit. Yeah. Do you think?
Is it clear?
Oh, yes.
There was one Vasudeva, Vipra. When Mahaprabhu was from Puri, he was in a tour in the south. Then in Srikudmam, he met one Brahmin who was suffering from leprosy, but he was a pure devotee. He, Mahaprabhu, was guest in the house of a Brahmin named Kudma. And the Vasudeva, the devotee, he got the intimation that in his heart he might have heard that God himself has appeared, Krishna, and he is in Puri, and he may come this side, and he heard that he has come in our village. Then before he could meet him, Mahaprabhu left the village and going off. Then when he heard that news reached him that he has left the village, then with very an emotional earnestness, he fell on the ground. I could not have a darshan of you. You came so far, but I could not get your darshan. So Mahaprabhu was crying. His such thought arrested his progress, and he ran back and welcomed him, that Brahmin was whose whole body not only that leprosy with mind about him in right stage, so much so that it is mentioned that the jam or what is that?
Insects.
The jams are falling, the teeth, worms are coming out of the heart, of the soul, and he is putting the worm again into his body, that the worm will die. He was of that such spirit, and such developed leprosy in his body. But he was a devotee. Mahaprabhu came and embraced him, and the body was transformed immediately, we are told. Sanatana Goswami, when he came from Banaras to Puri through the jungle route, and there was such atmosphere and water that he developed itches, a kind of itches into his body. And when he reached Puri, he was losing that wound, so many, losing some sort of juice from the body. Ganesha Mahaprabhu went to embrace him, and he is running away. I am born such a mean section, and the body is such a lower stuff that so many itches on my whole body, and they are emitting this bad smell and the juice. You won't touch me, my Lord. I would be offended. But Mahaprabhu did not care and embraced him. For a few days it was going on in that way. Then Sanatana Goswami told Haridas that I think I must leave the place soon and go to Vrindavan, because I cannot tolerate that my Lord, he would embrace me in this filthy body, and all these nasty things would be smeared on his beautiful body. I can't tolerate, I must leave the place. Or I may do one thing, this nasty body I shall press just before the wheel of Jagannatham, and it will be crushed. It will crush me to death. Then I shall go, and next bath I shall be a good chance of higher bath. Then it was taken to Mahaprabhu by Haridas Thakur. Then Mahaprabhu told, we have to note this very carefully. Very carefully. That Mahaprabhu told, the body of a devotee is not material, it is said. Even the Mayavadi, who do not care for this material, good or bad, they also not care of the pure character of this material thing. And what about devotee? They have some higher consideration. Krishna, bhakti deho prakito kabhuna chidananda. It is mentioned in the scriptures that the body of a devotee is not which we see by our Ekshetreshiya experience. It is not confined there. Bhakti deho prakitaka bhunan. What we get experience through our eyes, nose, etc., body senses, physical senses, one should not limit the standard of purity of the body of a devotee in that layer, prakitaka bhunan. It is said in the scripture, but I see that just like this ordinary material body, so many diseases are there, then what to do? I want to believe in the scripture, repeat the scripture, or to believe my eye experience. I see the filthy characteristic in the body of a devotee. But in the scripture, we are made to understand, we are wanted to understand that this is not material body. So, Krishna, to test my genuine devotion, he has produced these things for my taste, my examination, to examine my sincere affinity towards the scriptural truth. This thing has been produced by Krishna. Produced by Krishna. If I stick to my material experience, then I lose my faith in the scripture. So, Haridas, I can't do that. I can't do that. It is Krishna's will that has produced and only for my taste. I can't fail in the examination. I must. This is not the material, but the special will of Krishna to test me, this has been created for me. I have accepted in that. No. We don't think. No. Haridas Thakur told, you are our guardian, affectionate father, mother. So just as mother, by her affection, he does not care the dirtiness in the stool of his son through affection. So affection and love, that makes you ignore the dirt in us. We are your devotee. We are dependent on you. And you have got much affection for us. And so your affection does not allow you to look the defect in the object of your affection. This is our mind. Haridas Thakur. Suddenly, and the whole thing disappeared. Sanatan got his purest devotional body in the external world. But Mahaprabhu also in the meantime mentioned that you say that it is a filthy thing, anything bad odor, but I don't think like that. I got the scent of the Chatushoma for good sense, Chatushoma.